What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Many of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, which is my effort to find the most interesting people in the world and sit with them for hours while I ask questions in an effort to learn. So it would mean the world to me if you would subscribe to the show on your favorite audio platform, watch episodes on YouTube, and tell your friends and family about the podcast. My goal is to help millions learn from the world's most interesting people. So let's get into today's episode.
Chase Fisher is the CEO and founder of Blenders Eyewear. Blenders Eyewear is the company that is behind Deion Sanders' brand new sunglass line. They've experienced millions of dollars of sales after both Deion Sanders, The Rock, and many others started to talk about it on national television, and the Colorado State football coach said a bunch of really inflammatory comments. Chase has been building this company for over a decade, though, and it is a classic overnight success. I really enjoyed this conversation with Chase, and I think it is a great message to tons of entrepreneurs out there that you are just around the corner from the big breakthrough. Here's my conversation with Chase Fisher.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
This episode is brought to you by Auradine. They are a brand new startup led by a number of Silicon Valley legends who just raised $81 million to build the future of internet infrastructure. You're probably wondering what that means, so let me explain. There are numerous new disruptive technologies that are being adopted simultaneously, from blockchain to artificial intelligence to zero-knowledge technologies. In order to ensure that these technologies thrive in this new world, we need new infrastructure, and that is where Auradine comes in. They just launched their first product line called Teraflux, which is a Bitcoin miner powered by the world's first 4-nanometer silicon chip technology. These air-cooled, single-phase and dual-phase immersion cooling miners have unrivaled speed and efficiency. They have superior uptime, and they leverage a brand new innovation called EnergyTune that allows miners to dynamically adjust the energy consumption and Bitcoin hash rate based on demand response needs of the electrical grids. Auradine is an ambitious company working on hard problems. I'm really impressed with them. And if you want to check out more, you can go to auradine.com. That's Auradine.com. Go check them out at auradine.com today.
Before we get into this episode, I also want to tell you about a brand new product called Velo. Velo is faster, easier crypto data. Everyone in the industry is always looking for, what's the price? What's going on the exchanges? Where are assets flowing or not flowing? How is things like open interest and derivatives actually playing out in the market? Well, that's where Velo comes in. It's faster and easier crypto data. You can go to velowaitlist.com today. Myself and a couple of friends, we invested in the business, we're advising the founder, and we think it's pretty cool. This one is something that keeps me informed on a daily basis, so you should check them out at velowaitlist.com. That's V-E-L-O, waitlist.com.
All right, guys. Bang, bang. I've got Chase here with me. Chase, I thought a great place to start is obviously you all seem to be taking the storm, taking the world by storm alongside Deion Sanders. He has gone into Colorado, taken a 1-11 team, turned it around. They're 3-0. He's on every single national television show, every single interview, and he's wearing your sunglasses. Talk a little bit as to how did the relationship with Deion get started?
Yeah. So, I mean, look, college was always on our radar, right? It was always something that I wanted to be involved in. I just never prioritized it, I guess. And so about a year and a half ago in 2022, before he was at Boulder, when he was at Jackson State, you know, my dad was hitting me up all the time and he was like, Chase, check out what Deion's doing. You know, not from like a style perspective, like style aside, it was more just like what he's doing to young men and how he's leading and his character and like how he's coming in and just changing the game in college football. And so it's like every day I was waking up to something new about Deion from my dad. You know, have you checked out Deion yet? Like, you know, he's changing the game in college sports. And I was like, all right, dad, like I got two big things on my plate right now. You know, I got Red Bull and I got retail and all these other things going on. Like I can't take on another, you know, and he just was persistent, you know. Not to a point where he was like trying to like distract me. He just saw an opportunity. And so that's when I started to kind of take notice of Deion. And then I started to kind of look more into him and to see what he was doing. And, I started to kind of catch wind of it too. I was like, wow, this is a great opportunity. Not only is he changing the game in college sports, but he loves sunglasses. You know, this dude loves sunglasses. So, you know, I reached out and, you know, just thinking I was going to plant the seed for next season. Like, hey, let's just build a relationship. Let's get something on the books for next season. And we just totally hit it off, man. You know, we just meshed really well. His team is really awesome. They're young, they're excited, they got energy, all the things that we have at Blenders. And we sent him out some samples, and his team sent me back videos of him, like literally like 3-minute videos, like going over the sunglasses, you know, and talking about the product and talking about like what he wants to do and talking about, you know, just like how much he loved it. And we were sitting there like watching these videos and we're like, holy shit, like this dude wants to work with us, you know? And he was looking for a deal that season, you know, and we just happened to be on his radar. So right place, right time. And it was kind of guns blazing from that point forward. I mean, it was like, all right, let's go. And we had very little time, you know, keep this in mind. We had like 3 to 4 months. And so we had to work around the clock to move this to the front of the line. And it was all gas, no brakes. It kept this thing across the finish line. But that's sort of how it started, you know?
So the sunglasses are custom made for the partnership with Dion, and he had a ton of input into kind of what he wanted.
Oh yeah. I mean, he was very involved in the creative process. You know, he thinks about these things, right? Like he's one of probably the very few coaches, if not the only coach, that plans out his outfits, thinks about what he's going to wear, thinks about pregame, thinks about during game, thinks about post game. Like he thinks about those things, you know. And we weren't able to get each one of those boxes checked for this collaboration, but we were able to get something that was like really bold, flashy, that kind of symbolized his style, and then something a little bit more stealth mode. And we really wanted to embody that Colorado University spirit. So yeah, I mean, he had a ton of input, man. I mean, he was down to the nitty gritty detail, the packaging, the price. I mean, the price was at $69, but he wanted him at 67 because that was the year he was born. And I quote, I don't want to be affiliated with the number 69. I mean, you got to love that knack for detail, you know? So He was very involved.
And how do you structure these deals? Like he gets some sort of upfront payment and then there's a share on the back end. You know, Dion's obviously a huge name. He's struck deals that are millions of dollars when he's playing in the NFL and has continued to kind of be relevant and somebody that an entire generation of people kind of look up to and are enthralled by. Now he's having this resurgence. So he's got a ton of experience. You guys have a ton of experience in striking deals like this. Like how does that deal come together and what does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, I can't share too much specifics on the exact deal, but it's a strong partnership. He's unconditionally bought in. I mean, he's committed, you know, and we're committed to him. And you know, I really see this as one of the most iconic relationships in sunglasses was just born from this moment, you know. And you know, I think together we can honestly do more for sunglasses than anyone in the last 50 years. And I think we both thought it was going to be big, but we both didn't know it would reach this status so quickly. Obviously with some help from the universe and some help from the Colorado State coach. But again, I mean, I think with his personality, his leadership and, you know, his influence and our capabilities on the eyewear side, like this is going to be a very, very unbelievable ride for all of us.
Now, talk a little bit in terms of the Colorado State coach obviously says, hey, I take off my hat and my sunglasses when I talk to people. Dion, you know, just looking for fuel somewhere, gets it. And then I saw a video go viral within 24, maybe 48 hours where he's handing out sunglasses to the entire team. Is that like he's texting you guys and say, hey, I need a pair for the whole team? Is that something that's pre-planned? It just happens to line up? How does that come together?
Yeah, so it's just so funny, like the timing of this, right? It was like, it's just all the dominoes fell at the perfect time. But we were planning on releasing the partnership last week. That was our plan. So press release was going to go out. Everything was going to go out by the end of the week. We were coming up on the 11th hour. And then it just so happens on Thursday, the coach throws shade at Dion about his sunglasses and hat. And then I started getting blown up from people like, oh my God, did you just see what just happened? And then my dad's telling me, Chase, the coach just threw shade at him. Not only did he just throw shade at him, but he threw shade at how he was raised. Like this is about to go nuts. And from that point forward, it was like, holy shit. And then, you know, we were in chats with his team all day and they were like, Chase, like tomorrow's going to be a big day. Coach has got a big surprise for you guys. Insanity's coming. Like it was just like, bam, you know what I mean? And sure enough, I wake up the next day and it was after that video goes viral, or after he sends out the shades to all the team, it just went nuts, you know, but we were planning on the team. you know, wearing the shades out to the game this week. I mean, that was already planned, right? Like we had 150 shades that those were the only ones that we had made that we sent to coach, and he was able to get those out in time right after the coach has made that comment.
Yeah. You guys didn't goad the coach. You didn't plant a seed. You didn't tell him to say it or anything.
No, that's all conspiracy theory. It's funny. It's like, oh, was the other coach in on it? Like, is he going to get a piece of the action? I'm like, the only thing that coach is going to get is he's going to get free sunglasses for life. And I'm going to personally bring him some myself.
That's amazing. Now, the public numbers, I think that there was just over $1 million that were sold kind of in the first 24 hours. There was a number, $4 or $5 million that was thrown out after. What is the last number that you guys have published or kind of shared with folks?
We haven't even reconciled all that we've done just yet. I mean, it's a moving target, but honestly, I think at this point we can fill up an entire, you know, NFL stadium with new customers. You know, I think it's that large right now. I think this could be one of the most successful pre-order launches in sunglass history at the pace that it's going. So it's been astronomical. I mean, I think we were selling like a pair a second when Dion was on the pregame show last week. So it was unbelievable. And then when The Rock put them on, it was just like, you know, we just conquered the world at that point. Unbelievable, of course, but yeah, it's been unbelievable, man. It really has.
And so when The Rock goes on, I think that was the other big moment that everyone paid attention to. And there were sunglasses that were just around, and Dion very quickly, you know, recognized, hey, take your sunglasses off, put these ones on. How much of this is planned versus just Dion's being Dion?
A lot of this is just him being himself, you know, and I think that's why I think that's why he's successful, man. Like he's just like unapologetically himself, you know. He's not worried about offending anyone. He's just a showman. He loves what he does. He's passionate about the game. He's an entertainer at the same time. People are rooting for him. Like a lot of these things are just kind of off the cusp, you know. I mean, we sent up product for the whole team. They were going to get them in the right hands, but in terms of The Rock showing up, like putting them on, like all this was just, it just unfolded so naturally, you know. It's like you can't really pay for this type of like product seeding or like publicity. It's almost not for sale. It just, I think the way it unfolded was so successful because it was so natural, you know.
Now, what's a story with Dion? There's got to be a moment where he said something, he did something where you kind of just were like that is Dion. Anything in your conversations and striking the deal? You talked about the price point going from $69 to $67. Anything else there that you think kind of reveals who he is as a person behind closed doors?
Yeah, no, I think there's two moments that show up, man. I mean, you know, when he sent us those videos of us, or when he sent those videos of him reviewing the product, he was like, "Blenders, let's go." Like I heard it in his voice. Like I just heard the roar in his voice, and like that enthusiasm and energy behind how he said those words was all we needed to be like, this guy's bought in. Like he wants this deal. He wants to move. Like, and he's like, I'm going to work for it. You know, I'm going to work for it. And so that really like fired up our team to like go faster and go harder. And then honestly, the other point was like, when I just met him over the weekend, you know, I flew into Boulder last weekend and I walked into his office, and this was on game day. I mean, this is on fight night. You don't meet Floyd Mayweather on fight night. Like, you know, like walking into his office and, you know, I'm like, coach, we did it. And we gave it like, we each hugged each other, and he's like, Chase, thank you for believing in me. And I'm like, no, thank you for believing in me, you know? And it just like, it just shows his values, man. It just shows that he's such a down to earth, like he's got great morals. I mean, this guy is a gift from God, truly. So I think those are two moments that really stand out.
Yeah, that's great. Now, one of the things that's interesting is I think a bunch of people are outside of maybe the hardcore kind of sunglass audience or maybe even like active sports is like Blenders. Oh, what is this startup doing? How did they get this thing with Dion? But you all have been at this now for 10, 11 years, right? It's kind of the classic overnight success that took a decade. Talk a little bit about the journey of the business and kind of what it took to get here.
Man, yeah. So I started this back in 2012, man. And I started from nothing. You know, I mean, I borrowed $2,000 from my roommate. I was pushing people into waves, giving surf lessons at the time. And, you know, I mean, humble beginnings, right? I started out of a fucking backpack. Like I was selling shades out of a backpack one by one, one pair, one style, one person at a time on the boardwalk, at surf contests, at music festivals, at pool parties. Like Blenders was built on the sand, you know, I mean, truly. And, you know, I took no funding, you know, it was totally self-funded, built this thing straight from just grit, hustle, just like working hard. And this was kind of pre-social media craze of Instagram and all these TikToks and things like that. And, you know, so it was a lot of brand building, you know, and I think the early days really taught me a lot of the lessons that I needed to learn, you know, to kind of just endure on the journey. And it's been the most difficult, wildest self-discovery journey you can ever go on is building your own business, right? It's like, there's like three things in life that I like to think that you can learn a lot about yourself is one, step in a boxing ring, two, take an ice bath, and three, start a fucking business. You know, you're going to learn a lot about yourself, you know? And so for me, it's been just, you know, head down, wanted to quit many times. You know, like I said, I bootstrapped this thing from nothing. And in 2020, I sold 70% of it to one of the second largest in the world, Safilo, for a $90 million valuation. And, you know, now with this Dion thing, it's just these big, like top of wave, you know, moments that you work so hard for and endure for so long that, you know, come and you're like, damn, it just brings you back to the roots of like how far you've come, you know, but, and like how humbled you are. But yeah, by no means was Blenders an overnight success at all. I mean, the goal with this was always to be global, and the goal with this was always to be seen. And I feel like we were just seen on a global level, you know, after 11 years, but it took 11 years to get here.
Now, how do you think about the business moving forward, kind of the pre-Dion era and then maybe the post-Dion era? What changes and what stays the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think, gosh, a lot has changed. I mean, I feel like 72 hours ago, we were a totally different business, you know? I think the biggest thing right now is just like the opportunity that this can bring for the future. You know, I think we see the future in front of us right now. I mean, standing at the Colorado State at the CU game over the weekend, I'm sitting there in the stadium of 50,000 people. I'm like, this is the future of Blenders, you know, like the opportunity to really break into the college market, and to become the face of college sports is something that I'm really interested in, you know? And now with Dion, I think there's an opportunity to, you know, build out an unbelievable iconic relationship and collection that could symbolize or at least, you know, give credit to like the Nike S Jordan. You know, I do believe with Prime, we could build the most iconic relationship in sunglasses together. And before I didn't understand what that could look like, you know, and now I kind of see like, wow, like what we just achieved was awesome. But it goes far beyond just viral moments. You know, I think there's transformational change for Blenders on the horizon. There's transformational change for what he's doing on the football field. And there's going to be a lot of success that we can both have together, you know? And so for me, I'm just kind of like trying to take in all the emotions right now and trying to just breathe it all in. But my vision for Blenders was big. Now it's fucking gigantic, you know? So I'm really, really excited.
How big can it get?
It could get huge, man. I really do. I don't know how big it can get from like, it's global. It could be global. Absolutely. I mean, Prime could be a whole other entity, you know, underneath, you know, powered by Blenders. And this could radically change the trajectory of the company as we know it. And it came at a time that was, you know, it came at a really hard time, you know, like this Prime thing didn't just fall into our lap. You know, I mean, I took on so much risk at this point in time of making this decision. You know, I mean, we just signed a multi-year deal, you know, with Red Bull. We were opening up our third store in Santa Monica on the most prominent real estate in the country that cost over $1 million to build. We were missing monthly targets. And to take on another partnership at this time just felt like completely irresponsible, no matter how big it could have been. And, I had to remind myself that like, we got here because we took risk. We took big risk. And that's what our business is. It's risk. You know, I got to consistently take big swings. And this was another big swing that I wanted to take. And I think now that we've taken it and we've seen what we can do, Blenders can become it could become the next millennial style Oakley, without a doubt, you know, and that's my goal is I want to take down Oakley. Like that's my goal. And everyone's like, Chase, Oakley's this. I don't care. I want to take down Oakley, you know, that's all I'm looking at. And I think Blenders really has the opportunity to become a household name like Oakley, you know?
Now, my last question for you is, all of this happens. What's your dad say? Does he hit you with the, I told you so?
He's like, Chase, is Pops getting a raise for Christmas? Yeah, Pops is getting a raise for Christmas. No problem. Yeah, no, but like my dad started a business back in the 90s, you know, he trademarked show me the money, and he kind of relates this as like, this is the show me the money opportunity for me that like he had back in the 90s. And he's just been such a supporter over the years, and same with my mom, just kind of watching and like being like a mentor. And so he's just enjoying the ride too, you know, he's taking it all in, but he's like, I didn't think it would be this big. I knew it would be big, but not this big.
That's awesome. Where can people go get the sunglasses if they want them?
Check them out online, blenderseyewear.com. They're all available for pre-order. They're moving at light speed, and yeah, that's pretty much it for now. But you can check me out on Instagram at Chase Fisher, and yeah, if there's anything I can do to help support you or anything else, like, I'm all here, man. I'm all here for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations on all the success. It's amazing to see someone who, you know, kind of heads down for a decade, built the business. And now all of a sudden, as you kind of pop your head up and a lot of people learn about you and the company, they get to see it on the national stage. And it's got to be pretty damn cool to see Deion Sanders and The Rock wearing the sunglasses that you literally started selling on the beach at surf competitions. So
yeah, man, humbling, incredible for sure, story. Dude. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.